Hello, everybody. Welcome to Her Game Network. I am your host, Jazz. I got some really, really good people with me. We about to get ready to chop it up. I got Millie, Jay, and Trey with me. How y'all feeling? How y'all doing?
Yeah, cool.
Yo, doing good, chilling. A little tired, but I'm here.
Cooler than the other side
of the
pillow.
I'm tired. Man, we got a lot to unpack, get to. I don't even know where to start. Let's go college. Let's do college. Let's talk about UNLV. Cause we got two people here that's actually in Vegas and never been to a UNLV game.
Guilty. Guilty. I want to for sure.
Nah, they for real, they really like that. They won three championship rings in the Mountain West conference. All back to back.
Word.
You know, something our Aces tried to do.
True.
Nah, but they really like that. The last two games that they had, they won in the Thanksgiving tournament that they had going on. They play one of the players, Rachi. She actually reminded me of a man. Like, all just right. her swag, just how she carry herself. Like, she got some game too. She cold. She been balling out too. Her and McKenna, like, they whole starting five is really like that. Even the bench, if the bench come in, they getting like that. But McKenna, she been balling. She been double-double the first game that they played. In the second game, she had 17 points. But as long as she stay consistent, as long as they hooping like that, they nice for real.
Well, long though, because, you know, I ain't even trying to come at y'all or nothing like that. But I believe the schedule, right?
Yeah, right.
It seemed like they be dominating them a little bit off key type of teams, because when they came into some competition.
Okay. All right. So when they play Oklahoma, they did not look like themselves. I ain't gonna lie. They looked a little different out there. They was playing Oklahoma basketball and not Lady Rebel basketball. Like, they
were taking out their element.
Okay. Yeah, it was weird because I ain't never seen them play like that. So it was different, but they did bounce back. They do play Baylor tomorrow, actually.
Yep, and it was crazy. I'm gonna tune into that game because I'm gonna try to see what they, you know what I mean? Because I'm like, okay.
I gotta
tap in.
Yeah,
yeah. They nice for real. With the bigger schools, they get tested for sure, for sure. Yeah. So, ladies, y'all hearing this right? So, y'all gotta come in with the W because I'm bigging y'all up heavy right now.
For sure.
Yeah. Nah, they go get the W. Against Baylor tomorrow. I got faith.
Word, I'm gonna have to tune in on that one too.
Yeah, their next home game is on the 21st, if I'm not mistaken.
21st. I'm not my schedule looking.
Oklahoma been showing some grit this year. So when they played them, I wasn't, you know, when I looked at the schedule, I looked at, you know, how I was going. I wasn't expecting, you know, because Oklahoma really been. I said, oh, okay. Okay, I see y'all this year. They doing that. You know, it's a couple teams this year that's coming out a little heavy and hard. So.
And Oklahoma was nice. They kept up. Everybody was like, hey, they kept up with them with the first half. After that second half, I don't know what their coach said to them, but it was finished.
Yeah. Total
switch.
They got it. I got faith. And like I said, their next home game. The schedule and the time, I just be like, bro, I work.
Yeah, I heard the schedule's pretty weird.
College schedules
like having to adjust to like my time, my work schedule, and then trying to hit a Lady Rebel game.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's hard.
They play a lot like during like 3 p.m., 4 p.m., like those odds.
It'd be weird. But one game, it was like at 11 a.m. I think it was on a weekday at that.
Yeah. Man, I'm probably barely waking up around that time.
Yeah. Nah, but they nice. They rookie nice. Aaliyah and Meadow. You would like Aaliyah.
Yeah.
You would like Rachi more, though. She number 33 when you would like her. Yeah.
I'm gonna I feel like Sundays is for sports days anyhow. So yeah, I'm gonna tune in. I'm gonna see.
Right.
They play at 12 our time. So your time.
I'm gonna be at work.
What, three?
Oh, man.
Yeah, three.
Yeah, okay.
I would miss that, too. I got something to do in that time. Oh, I'll have to look at the scores.
It's on ESPN Plus.
Yeah, I'm going to tune in with them. I'm going to see what they got going.
But we gonna switch it, though. I don't even know where to go.
You got a lot.
I know we got a lot. See, let's go with Seattle. How y'all feeling about Seattle? That investigation, Jewel, you know, requesting the trade. Like, how y'all feel?
Man.
I'm kind of happy. Don't get me wrong.
I don't know.
I'm happy that Jewel is drifting off. Now, I don't know the basis of like everything that was going on with the investigation, because it's kind of like I don't know. So I'm not even going to speak on that, because you don't want to say like what was said was false or what was said was, you know, inaccurate or whatever. But I'm happy she entering, you know, the trade portal. She ready to get up out of there. I do want Chicago to grab her. So that's why I'm a little excited about, you know, her requesting.
Well, Chicago would be nice.
That's what I'm saying. We get her. We being some motion.
Her, Carter, and Reese.
Heck yeah! That's it. You can't forget about Miller. Can't forget about Miller. Them. That'll be crazy.
Right.
We'll be stacked. I feel like that's something, because we don't like shooting guard wise. We don't got nobody that's dropping. Like, of course, you know, Kennedy, she driving to the basket every time. Like, she got a nice little three-point, very select. It's here and there. It's a push and go type of thing. But we grab her. I don't want to hear nobody say nothing about her.
Well, who would you give up for?
Take everybody up out of there.
The whole squad.
Everybody. No.
No. Austin. No, maybe even you.
Right. You can take the head coach with it.
Nah. You gotta keep Ty. They can't do my boy Ty like that. Ty gotta stay.
They can't do Ty like that. They already took him from us.
I know y'all was sad. Y'all was hurt about that one. Y'all was hurt.
Oh man, all of Ace Nation was. We were crashing out. It was a very very tough thing. Something very unexpected. Did not see that one coming.
Jewel. Okay, so I got. So you say, I say Chicago too, but I wouldn't mind her going to Phoenix either if DT retires.
Do y'all really retire though?
No.
I feel like she in her LeBron phase. Like LeBron,
he's
still going, you know? And I feel like she's going to come out, she's going to break. So like, oh, she's 35 plus and she's dropping 30 on me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So. I don't see her retire.
Like that narrative.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the good narrative to go out. So
yeah, I don't think she's gonna be retiring that too soon.
Nah, I think she's trying to win one more ring. Personally, respectfully, Phoenix is one of my teams. I don't see them winning a ring.
Nah.
I don't. I definitely don't.
Absolutely not.
And that's crazy because Dre is also he would say that Mercury is his team, but he don't even think they deserve one. And that's crazy work.
That's not happening.
But no, I agree with you on that part too. I can't lie on that one.
But Jewel would be nice on there though. With Tosh and Kai.
Oh yeah,
definitely.
But don't you think that'd be like, you know what I mean, a little bit of a little collage there, you know what I'm saying? Like putting that type of, you know, because I think Kai, like, I feel like she dominates that side of the field. Mm. Adding Jewel, I don't know. Well, that.
But sometimes that's what you need for that spark.
I think the role will be, I would put Tosh at the one because she good at controlling the floor. She good at seeing where everybody's at. And I will have Jewel at the two and then Kai at the three because she a big guard to me. So she could go either way. So I would do it that way because, I mean, Tosh don't score like that. Like, she'll score if she need to. But that's where Jewel and Kai would come in with the scoring. So I think they'd be fun together.
Definitely.
Where y'all think she really gonna land though? What's the odds of her landing with the two teams that we just named?
I don't know. I mean,
she's gonna end up in Atlanta.
Oh my god, man.
I'm gonna say something crazy. But I mean, I'm probably just going off of what I was seeing. But people are saying Jewel to Valks, but I don't know. It's possible, but I mean, it's possible. But you know, maybe she wants a fresh start. Maybe she wants a fresh start.
If she go there, I can understand that move.
Yeah, I could see that move too. But
yeah, I can kind of see that.
Yeah, I can see that too. But like, I'd probably see her more with Chicago as well. Yeah. So. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it just depends, honestly, in my opinion.
I would say the Vox got the room, they got the cap to do it. So even with them, like, talking about they are not even picking from the draft, I think that says everything. It could be, you know, just speculations. They could try to do, like, some type of trade to get her or – Seattle just got a lot going on and they ain't wanna
true. Right.
I think it could be something possibly either none of the players couldn't get touched because they all in some type of contract or they was reserved or something happened to the point where they couldn't get picked in the draft. What y'all think?
It was weird that they didn't pick nobody.
Yeah, like that was that to me was like mad eye because I definitely wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't expecting that at all. Interesting. So that's one of the most unexpected things I've ever came across. I was like, well, that was unexpected. I thought they would grab someone, but I don't know. Obviously, I do got a lot going on.
Might be one of the reasons might be because of the allegations. They probably don't want nobody from Seattle to get there because that's probably what they'll talk about like during the first season. They probably don't want that type of media coverage.
So I got a question with these allegations, right? Nobody really, like, the only person that's really backing, like, that's really like, oh, I'm up out of here, was Jewel, right? So you...
Right.
It's multiple other people on this team. So it's like, he wasn't in that. And I think that's it's like a controversial topic because it's like, because they didn't, nobody else requested a trade but her. So was allegations only towards her or just everybody like, well, I need my spot. So, you know, you on your own type of thing. Like, I've been trying to figure that out this whole time because when she came out requesting that trade, it was clear as day. Like, she felt very, like, hardly about whatever was going on, but nobody.
Like, she don't want to be there no more.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Was it just geared towards her or was it, you know, everybody's just like, I'm trying to play ball. I don't, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Or it could be towards someone else, and Jewel is the only one that's willing to step up for them.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's good, though.
That's a good one.
You know what else they saying, too, with all that is they trying to blame Skylar.
I keep seeing that in the headlines. I'm like, everybody like Skylar, she's the poison every team she goes to, da 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 da.
And I'm like, is Skylar is part of the coaching staff? No. I didn't know she was, or you know, I didn't know she was part of the coaching staff, because that's who they said.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't even know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That made no sense at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll be trying to.
It wouldn't be the first time her name came up in something that's outside of the WNBA.
I know.
That's true. Not the first time.
That's true.
Nah, I don't know. How y'all feeling about the draft though? Since we was already.
Oh, draft.
I'm not gonna lie, and I feel like, you know, a lot of people like was talking everything online about Kate. I feel like this is her best move. I feel like she went to the draft just to support CeCe, right? She really wasn't expecting to get drafted. She did get drafted. Now she got drafted to the Aces. Shout out to you all. You know what I mean? I love the Aces. I feel like she didn't reach, like, in Iowa. She was the go-to, like, outside of CeCe, it was Kate. She was making plays. She was putting up points. She was doing what she needed to do. Being at being on the Aces, she was kind of like a shadow. You know, like, you weren't getting into the game and a lot of points. I feel like with her, you know, getting drafted over, it's like, oh, she going to be able to shine. I feel like she's going to be able to play the role that she expected to play, you know. Not going to the Aces, of course, but being in Iowa, I feel like she's going to be able to lead the team in a sense, because if you look at those other drafts, you know, you look at those other picks, it's like, no disrespect, but who are these people? Besides my girl, you know, Thornton, that came from Liberty, and I was shocked. I was like, wait, what? She's a strong.
Yeah, I didn't have her on the list.
And y'all let her. Yeah, but outside of that, I'm like, Kay gonna be able to ball, and that's what I'm gonna love to see her and CeCe actually meet and they actually compete versus, you know, when people will play the Aces, she may get in, she may not. So it's like, you know what I mean? But now
you can actually see her cook.
Exactly. And I feel like she's gonna cook CeCe. I ain't gonna lie.
I can't wait to see it. I ain't even gonna lie.
I can't wait to see that. If I were to see that, I would love to see that in person.
That'd be
right. That's gonna be crazy in person.
That would be crazy in person. Yeah. I'd be like, yo, but
it's a good move for her for sure. Like, she, to me, she gained so much knowledge from this Aces crew. Like, she had some amazing, amazing vets around her, amazing coaching staff. So everything that she's been learning, and she's in the lab currently working on her game. Mm-hmm. So by her just switching into this leadership role that she was already in Iowa, like you said, and her just coming in with Nat, that she's a coach that she already know how she plays, know what's expected. They already have this bond already. The fact that they low-key made her the franchise player without saying that she's a franchise player, hey, I love that for her. I'm excited. Next. This is a good move for her. I'm happy for her, proud of her. This is going to be good to see, so I'm excited. Even, like, with the rest of the team, I had Thornton on my list, though. I ain't even going to lie.
I did, too. I'm not going to lie.
I didn't.
I had Thornton on my list, too. I didn't even lie.
I wasn't expecting it, though. It still shocked me that she was still picked. But I figured they had to give New York got way too many players.
Yeah, no. That.
They do.
They definitely do.
100%.
I don't know. That championship, I'm still a little bit.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh,
no,
I mean.
That, yeah,
and
I think I don't.
I'm still a little bit, you know. I don't know. Like,
I don't.
It's about the narrative.
That, yeah.
Like you couldn't have New York lose championships after like that, the way it did. If they would have lost this year and last year, nah, that'd have been crazy.
Yeah, that's true. Who else was y'all shocked about?
I think it was the one from Atlanta. I think I'm from Atlanta. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, Atlanta threw me off too.
Yeah,
I was expecting them to snatch Haley.
Yeah, facts.
I thought they was gonna get Kia Nurse. That's what I had on my list.
I also had her on my list. I'm not gonna lie, but
y'all had Kia on your list.
Kia Nurse.
Yeah.
I had them protecting her. She's a good asset, though. That's why.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I just figured she would have been a good asset for Golden State. That's why I had her on the list.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. They're with you. But yeah, no, I think the one I was most surprised about was Atlanta, because that one really did throw me off. I wasn't expecting that at all. I can't even cap.
Especially for it to be the first pick too, I was like, "All right,
Haley
gonna be able to go to a team and get to shine."
Yeah. He said,
"Nah,
nah."
We said, "Whoever y'all pick, scratch that.
Don't even worry about it. It's a wrap."
Who did y'all have? They said,
just put the prize in the bag.
Right. Who did y'all have on your list?
What do I have on my list? Let me pull it up.
Yeah, I gotta pull
my. For the Aces, I had Megan. I ain't gonna hold you up. And for so I only had Aces, Sparks, Liberty, and I had Minnesota. Those are the only ones that I predicted, none of them got.
Who you do for Minnesota?
Asila. Facility.
I thought she was gonna go. I did originally think that she would too. My whole list was a dub though.
I got for the Aces, I had KB. It just seemed like it. I don't know what it had.
The Mystics, I didn't know who they was going to send. I said the whole team. Go ahead.
The whole team.
I said, go ahead with the whole team because I don't
even. Just move them to Golden State. Don't even do a draft.
Clean draft. Just take the whole Mystics.
Nah, you wild.
Yeah.
The fact that they had EDD on somebody, I forgot who list it was. They had EDD on there. I'm like, she ain't coming back, unfortunately.
Yeah,
that's
right. Like, nah, no, she won't come back.
Who y'all had for the Fever?
For the Fever,
I didn't have anybody.
I thought Katie Lou was gonna go.
Yeah, same thing. I thought Katie Lou was gonna.
I thought she won.
Yeah. I thought Katie Lou was gonna go too. Yeah, that's what I had for a Fever. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know half of these people that they're drafting. I'm not gonna lie. Majority of the people.
I can't lie. Me neither.
And that's why I was so surprised when they took, you know, Thornton, because I'm thinking Liberty gonna offer up some draft. You feel what I'm saying? Some draft picks. Like, oh, okay, here, take some draft picks, a couple of them outside of like. I was so surprised. I did not think that they was gone.
I had Leani on my list for New York.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I had Kayla on there. I had Thornton on there for New York. So I got that one right.
Right. Yeah, okay. That's great.
The Aces.
She was cool in the finals. So I thought, you know, her being a rookie, the way she was able to play, I thought they were like, okay, snatch her up.
Yeah.
Right.
The Aces, I had either Stokes or Kate. I had going. At first, I had KB, but after reading the article Kylie did, the interview she did with Becky, I had changed. Because at first, before, I had Meg.
Yeah, mine was either KB or Meg. Bond, I still with KB.
Yeah, I had Meg and I had Meg and Kate Martin, but I was leaning more towards Meg because, you know, I didn't want Kate to leave, so.
I'm not even going to tell y'all.
Y'all can take Meg.
I'm not going to tell y'all who I had because y'all going to be like, are you cool? Because I definitely
who did you pick? Who'd you pick? Then now we want to know.
Let me know.
I had Tiffany Hayes.
Yeah, you wild.
Yeah, you wild.
Ooh.
You wild.
That's wild for that.
Listen, the reason why I said that is because I'm like, if they grab her, oh, they going to ball. And then she going to be able to be, you know what I'm saying, that number one go-to.
Not
the number two. So that's how I looked at it. But I know that the way she was just, she was. But that's what I put. I thought that was
nah, and she talking about, yeah, I'm just gonna go ahead and retire. Girl, you got so much left in the tank. Retire
that's
for
what?
What
I'm saying. Retire
for what?
Yeah, that's why I didn't protect her.
Yeah.
Well, she is also a free agent. So I think they couldn't touch her regardless.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah. But see, I think I'll say this. With the who y'all starting five for the Valkyries?
My starting five for the Valkyries.
Up a little bit.
Oh shoot. I didn't even to be honest, I didn't even think about that.
I didn't think about that either until just now.
Yeah.
But I just know Kate gonna be in there.
Oh, yeah, Kate.
She got her starting position, right? You know what I mean?
Right now, I could think of Kate and Kayla.
Yeah, that's it.
Kate and Kayla, that's all I can think of. Yeah. I'm not sure about the other four. Three, my bad. I'm over doing math wrong. I barely passed math, y'all.
I feel like we're gonna have to wait until, you know, the draft come up to see what potential.
Yeah, see what the pieces they're gonna add.
Yeah, I like how y'all danced your way out. Yeah, so I like how y'all danced your way out of this as a group.
Woo, Van, woo. Okay, Kate.
I gotta look at the roster, but
okay, Van Lu was doing her thing on the Mystics. Now she was coming in popping a couple threes every once in every blue moon. She was doing her thing.
I was shocked about that one. I'm like, y'all letting go y'all shooter?
Yeah.
Y'all letting y'all shooter go?
I said the whole team was a dub. They could have just let everybody go.
The whole team.
Rebuild.
Start over. Give them your whole rebuild because they need it.
Yeah, they definitely do.
Everybody, all these free agents.
Shakira's over there struggling.
They just need to let EDD go. She's not coming back. They need to let her go and let that cap, whatever cap they got for her, so they can bring some other players in that actually help build them up.
You think she actually dipped though?
She ain't coming back.
Yeah, I don't think she won't come back with
their help. I would love for her to come back, but
it'd be
she
great. Ain't come. Yeah, I doubt it. I don't think she's gonna come back. Yeah, nah. There's no
way. Just move her to the coaching staff.
At this point.
Yeah, facts.
She could, yeah. She definitely could.
I could see her being a good player, develop like something, like doing something. But her plan, like, I'd rather for her to be healthy than to sit here and every 5 seconds she's out because of, you know, her back.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. The next time she step on the court, it better be on 2K.
That's what I'm saying.
Heck no.
No.
Yeah. Health is wealth.
No, it is.
Health is wealth.
Yeah.
Health is definitely wealth. So how y'all feeling about Aces still not having a GM? Who else don't have a GM? Mystics don't have a GM too, I think.
Becky was Becky was not wrong about the team being different, but I was not expecting the whole Aces, the whole thing just not being like, just being different in general. So I mean,
I feel like this is waiting for the right candidate.
Yeah.
I feel like a couple teams are doing a nice little rebuild to their front office. And I feel like some people, like especially players, be wanting to see that refresh. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's probably where the motive is, just trying to wait, especially to see what best fits, you know, them.
But yeah, weigh it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But who do you think would be a good fit as a GM?
Oh,
for the Aces?
Yeah.
Did y'all ever get them? Did they ever get them $100,000 bonuses?
I'm pretty sure they did.
They did because
they've been in the city popping up, doing little stuff here and there.
No, because I know the whole investigation open on the Aces and everything for that.
So
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they. Cause they couldn't prove nothing at that point. It ain't got to me. It's like, hey, this money has nothing to do with the league. One, y'all ain't even trying to pay these women anyways. In our city, they bringing us championships. All we want them to do is to continue to bring championship, continue to be the face of the city. Like, just continue to doing what they doing, just on and off the court.
Right.
And you go 100. The only thing y'all, if we got some events or something, or we. Hey, we just want y'all to come out, show face, whatever.
That's cool.
And like, call it a day.
Yeah. I feel like more cities should do that.
Yeah.
I feel like they're out here giving the city more life because we really don't. We didn't have much life before. But until they come out here, we had a team, and now they've been giving back. And, you know, it's just...
When it comes to sports, Aces is all we got out here. Ain't nobody looking for the Raiders or the Golden Knights like that no more.
That's
whoa,
true.
Whoa.
Golden Knights. Golden Knights are pretty nice.
The Knights are
Golden Knights.
The Knights for sure. But
no, I'm not saying that they're a bad team. I'm saying, like, when you talk about sports, it's like Aces, Knights, then Raiders is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Aces are carrying.
Ain't nobody checking for the Raiders, for sure.
Nobody checking for the Raiders.
Ain't nobody
but Raiders fans.
Yeah. I don't even know why they're still there.
And the people in the old folks, huh?
Yeah. As soon as Devontae Adams left, they should have left. Like, please. And he shouldn't even have been there, but we ain't even going to talk about it because I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, but we ain't even going to talk about that.
Green Bay. Through and through.
I'm a Niners fan.
Pretty rough season
for I'm a Patriots fan. We get cooked.
Yeah,
y'all done. But y'all going through a rebuild, so I get that. Like y'all going through a hefty rebuild.
Yeah, but
and they doing it wrong.
Yeah.
I felt like they should have got Marvin Harrison instead of Drake May.
Yeah.
Cause think about it, if they would have got Marvin Harrison and then tank this year, and then they could have got Travis Hunter, and they could have Marvin Harrison. And Travis Hunter. And then they could have got Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
But they could.
I think they're still going to try to pull away. Whoever draft, and I know this is mad off topic because this is football. But.
Hey, we chilling.
Whoever get Travis, definitely. I feel like him and, what's his name, Shador?
What? Yeah, they're going they're going one and two. They're saying that it's going to be the Raiders one and Patriots two. So they're saying that Sanders is going to the Vegas. That's why he's been out here lately. Travis is going to New England.
Because they don't have a quarterback. Like, I don't even know.
Oh, they don't have a quarterback.
Is. After Derek Carr left, I have no idea who the Raiders. And then Devontae Adams left. So who even plays for that team? I have no idea. Like,
right now, Aiden O'Connell.
That's it. Okay. See, and I don't. Okay.
No, it was him and Garner Mack, Minshew, but Minshew got injured.
Oh yeah, but you know what's so crazy? I think they play. Don't they play the 49ers tomorrow, or they play the Buccaneers?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. I don't even know.
I feel like they, whoever they play on Sunday, tomorrow, they're going to win. Because I feel like either team, if it's the 49ers, this is no disrespect to the 49ers, but they're pretty trash this year.
Yeah, we got a rough
like,
year. I can't lie.
And then they just re-injured McCaffrey. Like he yeah, was there. Like, yeah. He gone.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's getting rough for gone. Us.
Yeah, they might as well wrap it up. But the Packers are still here. So
yeah, Packers are solid.
Hey, go Pack, go.
No. All right, my bad.
Yeah, I mean, we're just chilling, bro. Like, how are you doing?
We said, all right, so Paige and Fly Day.
I love it. I love everything that they've been doing because they've been collabing a lot this summer.
I've been keeping it. Tupac and Eminem is crazy.
Yes, it's crazy. That's crazy. I love it. I'm glad that, you know, they partner with you, know what I'm saying? And they sticking together. And then, you know, you got Flange. She dropping the rhymes. She's going crazy. Do you hear me? Ball. What? And LSU, what? They like what? 9-0, right? They ain't lost a game. Or they 8-0. They one or the other. I know they just went into overtime. Against who was they just playing? Because I was just watching the game. They just went into overtime. But they've been balling. But Flange, she been doing her thing.
Yeah.
She was doing
Paige been balling too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. They
Juju definitely. Been doing her thing though too. Like
oh yeah.
She if girls could come out early, boy, she wouldn't even have to go to full. They would take her ASAP.
She'd have left after last season.
We need her and pull her out. Like what? If girls, man, if they could do what the dudes do, what she would not still be in.
Nah.
But I feel like that helps them develop their game more because most people now they go to college, they leave after one season, and then they struggle in the NBA. You're like, oh, well, why wasn't they doing this? And you like, they were there for one season. You didn't really have footage on them. But now they in the NBA, you got all this footage you can watch now, so they can't catch you off guard like they did last season.
Yeah. Now you did say Bronny, and you're absolutely correct because I feel like, and don't get me wrong, I love what LeBron James did for his son. That is amazing.
Absolutely,
to get his son to that level to get him that contract, everything. But everybody knew he was not going to excel in the NBA, and I don't even think he's excelling in the G League. So it's like, you know. I feel like he probably should have stayed in college one more year to really get that, that grid, that experience, you know, pushing through.
Right.
His daddy didn't go to college. You know, his daddy went straight up out of high school.
Yeah, so. Right after high school, just like Kobe. Rest in peace.
They wanted that, they wanted that father-son duo in the league.
It's cute.
Right, they want that moment.
You're like,
that's adorable.
If you really want to make history, you gotta make sure you can pick up what your dad out on. You know, you are your own person. You just gotta pick it up. You know what I mean? Like you can't just rely on your pops to do it.
Yeah. Carmelo's son. Oh, he's outstanding. His daddy, you feel what I'm saying? He's literally like that boy is really cold. Like he's
nice.
He's doing it.
Yeah. Now he going to Syracuse too. Like he definitely going.
Oh yeah,
he gonna do his stuff. I can't wait to see him play.
He gonna look. He gonna be nice to me. Yeah. Bryce is the better out of him
better,
and Bronny.
Yeah,
right.
I
agree. It's kind of like LaMelo and Lonzo.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. Yeah.
All right, we got back on. How y'all feel about them? All right.
We just keep getting on topic, man.
Dang. All right. Back and forth.
Back to Tupac and Eminem.
Tupac and Eminem. I like that.
Crazy.
I think it's really, really smart that Unrivaled snatched both of them up, though. I really do. I think that's a good look. Even like the merch for it, dope. Ooh, just the rollout. Again, whoever is their marketing is A1 because they've been doing has been like top tier. It's getting everybody's attention. Who else like would be a best duo for them to, you know, promote Unrivaled like that?
Yeah.
I can't see nobody else doing it, not even Juju, respectfully. And I love Juju.
I love it. And then I felt like because Flauzé could bring her hip hop, you know, her feel, her vibe, she could drop a rap or a freestyle, whatever's going on there.
So she brings in a whole different crowd.
Yeah, so you got people that, you know, that support both, that's going to also support the lead. Like, I feel like that was a boss move for them. I love the whole league in general. Like, I love what they're doing. So, and to bring them in as ambassadors, I think that that's amazing for them. I think both sides, you know.
Yeah,
100%.
And I think they got, with their NIL deal, they get their hands a piece of the company, too. If I'm not mistaken, like the rest of the, which is actually dope.
Oh no, yeah, that's mad.
Right.
Yeah, that's dope for sure.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's.
Well, let them would have had NIL deals when we was in college, man.
You know, and you know what's so crazy? I was just having a conversation with somebody about the controversial now behind these players getting these NIL deals now versus back then. You know what I mean? And a lot of old heads, a lot of old heads, it's like, what? Y'all getting paid? Da, 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 da. You know, and then you got some players that feel like they're above the sport, you know? Like, I ain't gonna play because this ain't happening, so... But I feel like they should have been getting paid. I feel like colleges make so much money off their image. They're like you know, so
right.
Money. You know what I mean? You get a scholarship, and everybody know when you get a scholarship, yes, you get everything paid for. You get a couple extra dollars, but you still be struggling. You know what I mean? So
yeah, it helped. Every little dollar helps. So y'all making this money off of me? Yeah, run me my coins.
Gotta get your bread up.
Imagine how the NIL would be when they had Maya Moore and Kemba Walker.
I would have instantly bought me a Maya Moore jersey. College jersey.
Definitely.
Crazy work.
Man. What else y'all want to talk about? What else we got?
What else we gotta cover? Hold on. We got a lot. I'm trying to think. Let's see if I can pull something up here. I don't know, actually. I don't remember what we
got to
cover.
Do y'all think Paige will still go number one with Dallas getting the damp over the Sparks?
Absolutely. It'd be crazy not to.
Oh, yeah, facts.
To Pat, like, that, you will have to judge everybody in the front office for passing. Everybody would be like, are y'all cool? Like, you would have to ask that question, like, no, that'd be
kind of crazy. They sold out. They see that
things have happened. Remember, they took Greg Oden over Kevin Durant.
True.
I come down to Dallas front office myself. I'm like, Enrique, I got it.
And then you gotta think about it though too. Like, I feel like Enrique got a lot of say so up over there. She would never let them pass. Like,
heck no.
She needs to, like, badly. Like, and the thing is, like, watching Dallas, and I've watched multiple Dallas games, I've seen Dallas blow multiple 20-point leads because they don't have the manpower to sustain that type of lead. Yep. They lose those leads so quickly. Like, I've seen it. Like, you feel what I'm saying? They run out of gas. They don't... Enrique, she can't do everything. I mean, you got a couple, you know, balling out, but you don't have that consistency to have Paige.
Please. Yeah, easy. Please. And I always tell people, like, Dallas is actually a good team. Like, they are solid. They just need need a piece. Like,
yeah, facts.
And it don't help that Satu was out for
that.
Like, so that didn't make it better. Right. So they're back. Mm-hmm. It was like, all right, cool. We getting our groove back. But at this point, it's too late.
Facts. Yep. It was way too far in the season for them to even, you know what I mean? I'm glad to see she a captain, though. I'm glad to see she a captain for
Unrivaled.
I'm glad to see that, you know, she can showcase her leadership and stuff like that, you know. Her and Enrique is, so that's what's up.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah. Who also, Chelsea a captain?
Chelsea,
Yafi,
Stewie, Tom, and I think AT, is that all of them?
Yep, AT.
AT.
Yeah. Yep. Lisa, yep, Enrique.
Yeah, I think we named them already. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was your team?
Me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm an Angel. So, you know, I'm a jam with Rose. But I do like, you know, I rock with Nafisa, so. Everywhere she go, I'm down with that. So I like Rose and I like the Owls.
Yeah.
What about you,
Dre?
Who was your team?
I don't know. I was kind of leaning towards Phantom, but I'm not sure, to be honest. Yeah. I'm being honest.
I got Rose and Phantom. They're my two.
I got Phantom and Laces.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Mm. I got a little secret third one too. I also got Miss on that too. Top three.
Yeah, this is my quiet.
This is my quiet one, but Phantom is my top two right there.
Yeah, because everybody named Mama is on Miss. That team's stacked.
Yeah, that crazy team is stacked.
Crazy
stacked. That team is a stacked team.
Crazy stacked. Y'all going to any games? Y'all going hit Miami?
I think me and my cousin finna I think we're gonna make a trip out there around February for those games. Wow. I know that's gonna hurt my pockets, but I'm excited to go to see him play.
yeah
I'm not going on rival. I'm going to AU though.
Okay
I'm gonna do AU.
I wish I could do AU too.
I'm gonna slide to Unrivaled. I got to. I feel like because I really wanted to see Angel this year. But the game I was supposed to go to, like after I was literally going to the game after she played the Los Angeles Sparks, and she ended up having that season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. So that meant like, okay, I'm gonna go see. And then I'm like, and then first of all, those resales, crazy. They crazy. I'm like, yo. They crazy because they originally them tickets was like 40 to like 200 at max. Now courtside like 800, 1600, 15. I'm like, yo, y'all are
right.
That's crazy.
Y'all are crazy. Like now the tickets, the ones that was farther back, they're like 100, 200. So
imagine what they're gonna be now.
Oh man.
With them winning the championship.
Oof. them. They're gonna be something for sure.
Man.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go to Miami to pull up to Unraveled. I wanted to go to mostly CKP play, but I still love the team I'm going for. So regardless,
KP said my mental health is more important than y'all watching me play, and I respect
definitely.
It.
Mad respect for
we all need a break every once in a while.
I was maybe heartbroken, but I understood, and I'm like, I get it. Everyone needs a mental break. Even I needed my own mental break, so I don't even blame her. She looks good. She looks happy out the off season. So I'm really not worried about happy. Her.
I feel like that was definitely important because a lot of people don't take mental breaks. A lot of people don't, and then. She went to the Olympics. She went from, you know, going to All-Star, then going to the Olympics, then coming back.
And then coming back. Yeah.
And in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Then dealing with everything. Like, yo, I just need mental. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, off of last season. So, you know, she's doing commercials. She's doing, you know what I'm saying? All that. So it's like, take a step back and just focus on you. Just relax, you know.
Get to the bag.
She's doing her best. And it was crazy because – Me, Jackson, Dre went to her event out here, 8 Lounge, for when she debuted her cigar. It was really cool seeing that little side of her. You know, she looked real happy. And I was like, damn, yeah. This is cool.
Oh, yeah, it was really amazing. Cool.
Yeah.
So that's why after I saw she posted that, after like seeing her like that in person, I was like, yeah, I respect that. I'm a little sad, but I respect it. Everyone needs one. She's been through way too much this year. She does deserve a little break. She got a lot of time.
She definitely deserve a break. I feel like all the players deserve a break. Like I was saying, like before, like they need some type of union or something to where, like these things can happen. Even with them, like having babies and stuff, it needs to be some like some on site daycare facilities, something for
Hey,
but ain't that why old girl had got dropped from the Aces? Ain't she like some?
I think they dropped it though.
I think they definitely dropped it though.
Yeah. Which I'm kind of glad they did because it is like it was starting to get to the point where she was getting bashed every time she came here. And I feel like that was the fans were booing her like, yo, do y'all not know? Y'all don't know what happened.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
It could have been true and it could have not been true. Regardless, don't go booing somebody like that. Ain't cool. That wasn't cool. That kind of made me mad that they did that when they booed her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the reason why people don't have those conversations because they don't want to deal with that type of stuff.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because if they say something, whether it's wrong or right, there's always going to be someone saying something just to get just for them to get bashed.
Yeah.
Just hoping to go viral.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Just to get that.
That clout is crazy working.
Yeah, them clout chasers for real. Like, bro, these people are real. Like, they're real people. You can't just, whatever, but you know, that's how it is nowadays. Something we can't do about it, which is probably why I take a step back from being on social media like that, because I know I would say something, I would get myself bashed too. So
no,
I know my distance from that.
Yo, y'all know what's so crazy, and like I do it so often, I really be, because this is when I don't have nothing else to do, I be in a bed chilling with my feet kicked up. I go back for people in the comments.
I saw you. I had to like a couple.
Bro, I be really going back. I don't know you from a can of paint. I don't even know what you're doing with your life, but I'm literally about to argue with you because what? Like, I feel like the WNBA this year was the craziest I've ever seen, especially when it comes to social media. Everybody, mama had something to say, bro. I be in a comment.
Right.
Phone about to break. Hold on, where the charger at, bro? Hold on.
I remember. Like a couple months ago, they had like this video on Instagram, and all they asked was, "Who we think will win in a one-on-one matchup? Would it be Sabrina, or would it be Bronny James?" I said most people in the comments were picking Bronny because of his dad, right? Oh, the comments that came in after that, the way they were coming for me had nothing to do with basketball. Bro. I was like, bruh. I was like, bruh, the stuff y'all saying ain't got nothing to do with the game.
At all. No. They be going crazy. Like, media, oh my gosh, media was crazy this year. Like,
I be having to chill. Yeah, I be like, anytime I want to say something, I had to put my phone down because I go there.
Yeah.
I was trying to tell people, like, y'all really don't want to go there with me, especially when it comes to basketball, especially women's basketball. Like, y'all don't want to go there. It's been people talking about, somebody was like, yeah, Kid Stokes need to go, woo-to-woo-to-woo. Just going talking about Kid like crazy. And I'm like, bro, do y'all not know what Kid did in the past?
Yeah.
Like, y'all going off of y'all forgot she was injured, though, right?
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
Pipe down.
It get real crazy in them comments, and you could go back,
right,
bruh.
And it's so crazy. Especially now, people always gonna say something. Especially they be coming for the Aces and the Aces fans. I'm like, bro, y'all need to get on the phone.
You know what's one that's been like bothering me is Dana Evans.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's the one that's been bothering me because people are is going off of how she was this season, right?
Trying.
They don't realize what she did the season they won a championship and then the season after that. And I be wanting to say so much. And then when they see her playing overseas and they like, well, why she didn't do that this season? It's a lot of reasons why she didn't do that this season. There's a lot of reasons. Right. I'm like, but she really liked that. I'm like, y'all need to go watch tape and shut up, respectfully.
She is really like that. And my only issue, my only issue with baby girl was, shorty, like, you was upset about, you feel what I'm saying, losing your starting position. But you didn't prove why you should have kept your starting position.
And that's
a fact. Now, this past season, did she prove?
No.
Like, what?
She did
like,
not.
That was my only issue. It's not even, because I know she like that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I have been, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I've been watching WNBA, so I already knew she was like that. Mm-hmm. But when she got mad and she got upset and, oh, you know, benched or whatever, you know, even that whole little off-season, little controversy that they had going on with their, what they said, it was their publicist or something like that.
Made
the comments or whatever. It's still off the fact you did not prove
anything,
mama. So it's like, you honestly, like, and then I think the issue was, I think with a lot of, and then too, you got to think about it, it's a lot of new coming Sky fans because of Angel Reese, because of Cardoso. So it's like, you know, we got these new incoming people where we're like, okay, you know, we lost, you know, Elizabeth Williams, cool. We lost Angel, whatever. You know, Kennedy Carter, she didn't really have no help. But I was thinking, dang, it was going to go crazy this season. I'm like, okay,
I was excited. I said, oh, she get to actually shine this season. And I was kind of disappointed because I know she liked that.
She gave no glitter, no shine, no
anything. Martha was hurt. I said, oh, you really just disappointed me.
And then going overseas and now she little Kobe. I don't like that.
Balling.
That balling. Because what she step back three.
Balling.
What?
Just hooping.
Bro.
Just hooping for real. I'm like, dang.
Mm-mm. Nah, that hurted my feelings. I was like, come on, man. I'm sitting here fighting wars about you, girl. And you sitting here not
I don't think she wanna be with this guy no more.
So it was a rumor saying that she wanted out.
Yeah, that's what I kept hearing. Like she wanna go. In which I think, you know,
she could go. Send it to Atlanta. Or Washington need a point guard.
Washington need everything. They don't. I'm standing on that.
They got Leah Edwards. They're fine. They got Leah Edwards.
Yeah, no, she really did. She really did. You know who I can't wait to see for they comeback? Brink. Oh my gosh.
Ooh. Oh, that's about to be nice.
That's going to be nice.
That's one of my favorite rookies, too. I love her. Cam, I watched her all in college from her freshman year.
Yeah. She did her big one. Now, the fact that she was injured for what? Like, the rest, like, I think she got injured very early on. So
very early in the season. She was like, we gotta say the whole entire season, pretty much.
Yeah, she still was like the lock leader of, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you really like to see her back healthy?
I can't wait to see her back.
I'm so excited for that.
And where Rekia? Her and Rekia, oh, I can't wait.
Yo, the thing is, you know what's so crazy? And I got into it with a couple people on Instagram about this because they like, yeah, Rekia. No, I'm like, yo, chill. Like, y'all gotta understand that when she first came into the league, no, she wasn't showing what we saw when she was playing, you know what I'm saying, college, when she was playing in Tennessee. We didn't see that. But, when she get active, she's
busy.
Active. And that's when you saw. Yeah, and that was my thing too. Like You feel what I'm saying? Like, Shorty was balling. Like, I'm like, you let her ball the way she want to ball. Like, everybody like, oh, she wasn't doing this, da-da-da-da. Relax. Wait till next year. You feel what I'm saying? And she was, you know, as far as, like, you know, fashion go, she was definitely top tier coming through the tunnel. So,
her Kim? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, that was
definitely. I was like, "Dang, okay."
Yeah, no, they was coming through.
Yeah, dang that.
All right, ooh. I'm talked out. I ain't even gonna lie.
Yeah,
it's like about to be what your time?
It's 12:30.
Jeez, all right, yeah, we go.
Yeah, you gotta hop out of here now.
Yeah.
I'm out of gas. I'm all out of gas.
We talked about a lot though.
No, we did. We definitely talked
a lot. We went from a lot of back and forth.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how we. Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah. Ooh, shit. Yep. Yawning. Yep. All right.
She's yawning.
Man.
That's not. All right. I was trying not to.
Yeah, I know. You was over there fighting for a minute. I saw.
Yeah,
we gonna get up out of here. Thank you all for listening, y'all. Thank y'all for, you know, chatting. It was a pleasure. I hope everybody have a positive week, night, day, rest of the year. Yeah.
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 Back.
Yeah. Yep. All right, I see y'all. Peace.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.